to North Africa, a bustling square in the heart of Marrakesh, Morocco, exotic snake charmers, tribal drummers, and to the distress of some transvestite belly dancers. But as Marrakesh traveler John Lawrenson tells us, they are not the most controversial attraction.
Smoke wafts over from the stalls selling lamb kebabs as the sun sets on Jemaa el Fna. The snake charmers bundle their cobras back into their baskets, and by the light of oil lamps, crowds huddle around the acrobats and astrologers, storytellers and musicians. A century ago, the heads of decapitated criminals were displayed at the city gates to ward away visitors. Today, Jemaa el Fna, which means Assembly of the Dead, teems with life. Jemaa el Fna has retained its exotic extremism, and like the roast goat's brains you can eat here, it's sometimes a little rich for Western tastes. Yusuf, a tall, lean 19-year-old in a red baseball cap, works the crowd for laughs and coins. He's a boxer and fight organizer, but the two boxers he has pulling shadow punches, gearing themselves up for the fight, are barefooted boys of 13 and 15. Sometimes they're as young as 8.
If you want to box, you've got to start young. I started when I was 10. My father was a good boxer. When I was very small, I went to school, but my family wasn't rich enough for me to stay there, so I left to box. A boxer has a good physique, a disciplined lifestyle, and can earn a bit of money. I earn 50, maybe 100 dirhams a day organizing these fights.
Most of the time, no one gets hurt. Yusuf and the other fight organizers have been told by the police that they don't want organized bloodshed just a few meters from the central police station. So there's a lot of show, plenty of ducking and weaving, and few shattering uppercuts to the jaw. Which is not to say the kids who box here don't take it seriously. They do.
My name is Marwan. I'm 15. I've been boxing at Jemaa el Fna for 5 years. Boxing is a superb sport, a magnificent sport. I love it. I box 3, 5, sometimes 10 times and earn 10 or 20 dirhams in an evening. I come here every day after school. My parents want me to become world champion. My heroes are Muhammad Ali, Mike Tyson, Joe Frazier, and Nassim Hamid. He's an Arab boxer.
Nassim Hamid.
Boxing's a big deal in Morocco. It's the country's second biggest sport after soccer. And the Marrakesh gym just down the road, whose trainer forbids his boxers to fight here on the square, was awarded with an Olympic medal for one of its fighters at the Sydney Games. Few people in this pious Muslim country see any contradiction between Islam and boxing. After all, the most illustrious boxer the world has ever known was a Muslim convert. But not all Moroccans love boxing. At 25 years old, Mustafa is a veteran on the Jemaa el Fna boxing scene. He says hardline Muslims dislike his sport.
They say this isn't a good sport, that it's not good to hit people that way. We think boxing's the best sport in the world, but they only like karate. They say boxing's not good for your face. Your face is the Quran.
Despite any religious conflict that boxing may evoke, the boy boxers of Marrakesh fight for a fistful of dirhams a night and the love of their sport. For Day to Day, I'm John Lawrenson.
Day to Day is a production of NPR News and Slate.com. From Los Angeles, I'm Alex Chadwick.